Hi, it's Scott here with this week's recipe. And one thing I love to grow is soft fruit, and for a few reasons. Firstly, it's expensive to buy in the shops, so we make big savings growing it our own. And it's easy to grow and reliable. Once planted, you don't really need to do anything else with it, apart from a bit of pruning and mulching, and you will get plenty of fruit year on year. It's also very versatile in the kitchen, from sweet to savoury dishes and even drinks. The possibilities are endless. And I've just picked lots of red currants, so I thought I'd share a recipe using them. And it is red currant, orange and ginger chutney. This chutney goes amazingly well with duck. And this weekend I had it with crispy duck pancakes and used the chutney instead of plum or hoisin sauce. And it was lovely. But just use as a condiment with a roast duck, or even to go with barbecued meats, it's just as good and makes it well worth making to have in the fridge ready to go. So let's head to the kitchen and hear how it's made. As usual, you can find this recipe and others on the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk and on my Instagram page, Seed to Table Plot 13. For this recipe, you will need 340 grams of red currants, 165 grams of caster sugar, 130 grams of diced red onion, 40 grams of ginger sliced into little matchsticks, 1 star anise, half a red chilli sliced, and the juice of 1 orange and a sliver of peel. Just use the peeler to take the sliver off. Method: start by sweating off the onions, ginger and chilli, and cook until soft. You don't want any colour on them. Then add the currants, sugar, star anise and orange juice and zest and bring to a boil. Then turn down to a simmer and reduce. It's up to you how long you want to reduce it for. The longer you reduce it, the thicker it will be. I reduced it for about 10 minutes. As long as you heat it to 105 degrees Celsius, the pectin will set. Now add to sterilised jars and store ready for use. And that's the recipe done. And that's it from me this week.